Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Molly Show. Ooh.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She pays attention. Praises an image she prays to be guarded by the sculptor.
Super excited to be back. Happy holidays, everyone. I know everybody's getting excited for all the holidays that are occurring this time of year. Just make sure you're staying safe because we still are amidst the pandemic. Make sure you wash your hands, use your sanitizer. You might want to start investing in lotion, too, because my hands itching my hands right now. My hands are so dry from washing and sanitizing. Oh, my goodness. So make sure you lotion. Keep your hands clean. You wear your mask. Make sure you wear your mask, especially when you go out anywhere, okay? Stay safe. They've got some really cute holiday masks. I've seen them even in the local drugstores and stuff like that. So but if you're hanging out like at Busch Gardens like we are, they've got some really cute ones there too. So make sure you're wearing your mask. You stay safe. Having a good time. And we're going to play another song and then we'll be back. Don't forget, we have a special guest calling in. Like quarter after Eastern Standard Time, 4:15 Eastern Standard Time, with the CEO of Rojo Talent, Pearl Rojo of Rojo Talent. So I'm looking forward to talking to her. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Usually this is the time of the day where we have coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. But today it's just coffee time with Ellen because Miss Nikki isn't here. Unless Miss Madeline wants to join me. Miss Madeline? Oh, Miss Madeline? Madeline. Here she comes, guys. Coffee time with Ellen and Madeline. We're gonna talk to Madeline, okay?
Hi,
Madeline. How are you, sweetheart?
And
tell me what you've been up to.
Nothing really.
Nothing really except for school.
Yeah, I love school.
At home, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of school at home.
What'd you do for the holidays? Thanksgiving holiday.
The Busch Gardens.
Yeah, that's super cool. Tell everybody about Busch Gardens. It's Busch Gardens in Tampa, right?
The lights and stuff.
Yeah, they got the Christmas lights. That's the, what do they call that? Christmas Town.
Yeah.
Christmas Town. And we're going to try to go up there and see Santa Claus one day this week. You got to go over there and check out Santa Claus, Miss Madeline. So I was just explaining to them that Miss Nikki usually calls in this time of day, so we do coffee time with Ellen and Nikki.
Yeah, she has work.
Well, where does she work?
She works at Gaylord Ice.
Gaylord Ice. Tell them a little bit about Gaylord Ice, how it usually goes.
Normally there's like an ice exhibit, slides, there's like the little toboggan and the snowball thing, there's little town candy.
Hot chocolate, all kind of really cool stuff. Yeah, we went there last year. We were part of the media team. We had so much fun. Madeline did some amazing interviews. And this year they've changed up. I guess it's like holiday movies. So they take you like on a tour. And hang on a second before you go away. So it's still really cute for the kids because they get to interact with Santa Claus, right? What are you going to ask Santa Claus for Christmas, Madeline?
I don't even know yet. An iPad.
An iPad. Any particular type of iPad? Tablet. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's all you want for Christmas. Awesome.
Clothes.
You just got some Doc Martens.
Yeah.
And that's about it? Okay. I'm going to ask Santa Claus that you get all A's in school. How about that? Woo! That's a good one. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we're going to take one more little itty-bitty break because I'm super excited to talk to Pearl Rojo, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Well, you always let me through. I'll just say this is always
love that song. Always brings tears to my eyes. Everybody definitely keep praying and keep the faith right now more than ever. I do want to tell you guys about an event that's coming up here. Definitely, if you're looking for someplace to make impact, a donation during this difficult time and during the holidays, there's a wonderful, wonderful event coming up in Orlando on December the 19th from 12 to 4 p.m. called Christmas Miracle for the Homeless and Poor Kids. It's at the Elite Preparatory Academy, 1636 West Oak Ridge Road, Orlando, Florida. Zip code 32809. Again, that's on December, Saturday the 19th from 12 to 4 p.m. For more information, you can contact Gus or Paloma Martinez through Changing Rooms or MOHTC on Facebook. They're also accepting contributions at paypal.me/MOHTC for Square Cash contributions. Same thing is dollar symbol MOHTC. So definitely come down and check it out. We usually give away some toys. I know last year Madeline donated a bicycle. We give away some clothes. And we have a great time. You might see the Grinch or Wonder Woman. You never know who's going to show up there. So it's a lot of fun. Stop in on the 19th, again, at the Elite Preparatory Academy, 1636 West Oak Ridge Road, Orlando, Florida, 32809. All right, now our next caller should be calling in here any minute. So excited to have Ms. Pearl calling in. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Rojo Talent here. I know they're based out of Orlando, Florida. And I also know that they've been a part of an anti-bullying campaign, which is very cool. Let's see what else they got. Some stuff going on. Looks like they're casting virtual auditions for feature roles. So I'm interested to find out what that's all about. Very exciting news there. What else does she have going on here? We have quite a few mutual friends. I know she's done quite a bit of stuff with a lot of our models. And Rojo Talent, very exciting stuff. I know they do a lot of things with some of the Hall of Fame sports games, which our very own Nicole Laura has conducted some interviews. The last one, I believe, was last year, the Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm trying to see if I see anything else. So I'm going to let her tell their story about Rojo Talent, but really cool. Very cool stuff, very exciting stuff for the kids especially. So looking forward to hearing from her. What's going on with Mad Mommy Production? We've heard that a lot lately. So here's what we've got going on for the end of this year and going in all the way into fall of next year. You know, we're still working on our movie, Lost in the Backstage Parking Garage, and that is scheduled to come out at the end of next year. Yes, the end of next year. This pandemic's put a lot of things on hold, and we are still planning to film it a third and final time. We have some surprise actors that are going to make appearances. There's not, you know, a lot of things that I can't say about this film, but listen, it's going to be an amazing film, and we are currently casting some of the roles, recasting some of the roles. We're looking for extras. We're looking for kids. So if you want to be a part of that film, make sure you send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. That's MADMOMMYSHOW2015 @gmail.com for more information. All right, it looks like our caller is on the line, so we're going to switch over and say hello. Hello.
Hello. How are you? This is Pearl.
Hey. Good. Nice to hear your voice, Pearl. How are you?
Well, I've been doing great. I can't complain. I can't complain. I can't complain at all. So otherwise, how are you? How is Madeline? How is the family? How was your fantastic weekend? I hope you guys are staying safe, I hope.
Yes. I tell you, the weather, we love it. It's getting more and more like the holidays. We love the way everything is going, considering the difficult times that we've had this year with the pandemic and everything. We're all just, persevering and pushing through. So tell the listeners who you are and what it is that you do.
Okay, so my name is Pearl Rojo. I have an incredibly long first name, but Pearl is definitely the short and fun way to go. I do an array of things. First, I'm always an actress at heart. But obviously, over the times and over the breakdowns and experiences through my own personal journey and travels, I have shifted to casting director, talent manager. I work in partnership with a lot of sets, especially some Mayweather events. I do a lot of celebrity games. So kind of pretty much whatever I see kind of fit, that kind of fits my schedule. Right now I'm directing a Netflix series pilot, and I just kind of got put on to a Hulu one. But the end of the year is coming up, so right now I'm going to be doing Everything About Me, which is a docu-series that Nickelodeon does play that does feature kids with special needs or just things that are extraordinary about them. So I'll be casting for the remainder of the week for extraordinary kids to give them a chance to kind of hang out with Santa and just be part of other organizations and some kind of team player and some effort stuff and do a little cinema. I'll have some junior teams involved. Hopefully, I'm hoping that Madeline's there, so I'm definitely looking forward to see you. But just a lot of these great things just kind of in the future, but just enjoying every step of the way.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about Rojo Talent. How did you get started in this business?
Okay, so Rojo Talent, obviously Rojo is my last name. Been married for almost going on 17 years, even though it feels like forever. So myself, I've done a lot of Disney work, some extra work. Did some Gullah Island, some Barney. Probably remember the Barney show, from probably telling my age here for the older generation of inspiring entertainment lovers. So I've done that for a while, did a lot of theater, definitely was a theater kid, definitely became an acting coach. I still am an acting coach. I don't act as an acting coach as much as I do off season. So I kind of did that. Then I got married, had kids, became a realtor, didn't like that, became a lifeguard, I didn't like that, kind of worked in the medical field and worked in Oxy Lake Fatal Treatise out here in Orlando, Florida, didn't kind of like that, and my heart has always led me back to entertainment. So having two boys, obviously they grew up in the industry, they do a lot of principal work, I got to kind of meet a lot of other families, great connections here, shout out to CFT, Nancy Clark, my personal agent, SAG agent, might I add, but several other people who've loved me on the way, Mark Bowling, very good friend of mine as well. So I probably blame Mark Mullen. He's always had me help with assisting with casting as well as assisting other talent agencies. So I kind of gave my shot in that. And after a while, kind of learned kind of the steps and kind of got godfathered in. And then just to kind of help out other agencies was always able. And I still do have great connections. It's very important that you keep these connections for a while. So I do a little bit of management on my own. And I also do a little bit of artist development. Right now I'm managing a couple of rappers, so that's probably the newer end of the industry for me, as it's always ever exchanging. But kind of became with Rojo Talent only just to kind of give other parents an opportunity that their normal kids probably wouldn't have, trying to give them the easy way around things and kind of still giving them the reality of the business, being a parent in the industry, what it kind of entails from the parent end as well as those from the talent end. So kind of came up with that just to kind of be able to do the kind of same thing that everybody else was kind of doing, but just kind of just do it a little bit different. But I definitely always wanted to reach out to families, and especially real families, and most of the people that wouldn't normally have an opportunity, so they can kind of get the best explanation and the best guidance.
That's awesome. So basically, in a nutshell, what inspired you into getting started into all of this?
Oh, I always was probably an acting bug. I come from a large family, so definitely we're all definitely characters in our own dysfunctional, fun way. So I think just having many siblings doing many theater plays. I've always kind of had the acting kind of thing, and I've always done plays, modeling and, you know, a lot of extra work and then some reoccurring roles. But I think it was just the theater community being able to these others who like to express the arts and interest. I was, believe it or not, I was very shy as a kid, so probably had like one or two friends. So
it helped to build your self-esteem and your confidence and everything. That's awesome.
I probably wasn't the best model-looking kid, but I think it really brought out a great sense of peace and just involvement to be involved with others who, that you know, expressing yourself in different ways. So definitely was a stepping stone to me to break out of my shyness.
People, you don't know if the girl or the boy next to you is a big supermodel, and that's the thing. Like with Madeline, she doesn't tell anybody at school what's going on, and then if somebody finds out, they're like, "Oh yeah, right," you know, like, "Oh sure, you're a model." And
after that, they're going to be like, "Oh, yeah, you could definitely tell." Even though she's so humble, I think you can always tell.
Like, in her younger years, I remember this girl, she was getting bullied on the bus, so she took some magazines, and she's so smooth. Madeline is very smart, wise beyond her years. And she said, I said, "So what happened?" She said, "The guy acted like he still didn't believe me." And I said, "So what did you do?" She said, "I gave him my card." I said, "Here's my card."
That's so cute.
And, you know, and so as the years went on, she doesn't really like to talk about it at all at school and stuff like that because, you know, people tend to get jealous or they get angry or whatever it is about it. So
that's definitely something that I always do speak with parents on, just having the kids have being mature in the industry and knowing what to expect. You're going to have the hating parents. You're going to have what you think your kid is awesome. But you don't even know at the end of the day what the kid is struggling internally or what they even, the steps that even took them to get there. So I definitely agree with that. I actually love middle school. Yeah, I actually love middle school. I actually love high school. I love teaching labs. So I definitely think that kind of hanging out with the middle schoolers or is kind of cool when they're acting in their after-school arts program. I recently last year took on a Jewish school, but that was pretty interesting. They have a different couple of different cultures, but they love the playtime. They love the mirror. They love pretty much everything that every other kid loves. Other than that, what's going on with you guys?
It's more about you. Listen, where can we find you on the internet? How can we find direct people that are interested in this business to you?
Oh, definitely. You can pretty much follow me on all platforms, Rojo Talent at Rojo Talent. I answer personal DMs from parents. And kids, if you do want to reach out, make sure you get your parents' permission. It's always best for the parent to call with you on the phone. I'm always open to giving any advice, any coaching, any of that for free. And just the guidance so you can have knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You can also follow me on Instagram at Puerto Rican Cuban Beauty. So that's Puerto Rican Cuban Beauty. I also take DMs on there. I do answer also on Facebook, Twitter, and any other social media platforms. You also find me at rojotalent.com. The site is being updated this morning, so if you check back later on, it'll be up with a couple of new pictures and some updated events that we did over the COVID season.
That's awesome. And so is there anything else you would like to add for the listeners to know?
Yes, I do. I just want everybody to stay safe, be kind to one another, wear your mask. It's definitely important to wear your mask. If you're on set, be courteous to the other kids. Kids, if it's your first time in set, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, I always definitely tell parents get to mingle with other parents. Have your kids be outgoing. Get lots of rest, and don't forget to pray. Put God first. I personally believe in God, and I think I've never been this far if he hasn't blessed me abundantly and such as. So I definitely always try to have my morals and the characters in line with the talents that I have. But I'm always blessed just to be a part of everybody else's family.
Amen. So now I see where you're always holding my castings and stuff like that. You're currently looking for people for something. I clicked on that, and I know you mentioned you were going to talk a little bit about that tonight.
So the casting is for The Extraordinary Me. So we're just looking right now for real families and real siblings right now. Basically, you have maybe something extraordinary special. Maybe they have a hearing implant, or maybe they have autism, or maybe that they're blind, or any maybe personal, maybe unseen disability. So
gotcha.
Kind of casting for that, whether they are mobile or not mobile, as long as they could appear on camera with their family would be great. It would be for a Nickelodeon spot. The Nickelodeon spot will go with a Nickelodeon online magazine. So that's a pretty cool spot for them, and it is non-paid. So they do receive a gift voucher and to the restaurant of the choice. So we are actually using the location in Jetty this year with a couple other locations. So at the time of the person being casted, they'll get that information from the production office.
Interesting. So I don't know if this is a disability or not, but here's the thing. You know, Madeline, she was, man, this girl had perfect health all the way up until fourth grade. And then she can, she was a swimmer and a dancer and obviously a model and actress. She's still into modeling and acting. Her passion is acting, however. She loves doing her interviews. She's gotten to meet a lot of celebrities and stuff like that. So she really loves what she does. She's very passionate about it. But she ended up getting a skin condition and then developed asthma because she had to stop. She's not allowed to be in the sun, which is so weird. But it was a type of skin cancer. And it took us almost a year to get rid of it. And then she developed asthma. So she's on an ongoing prescription. She has asthma really bad, but you wouldn't know it, right, to look at her?
No, you wouldn't kind of be able to tell. See, her energy is always 100%. I always love her energy. Last time I remember seeing her, believe it or not, at the celebrity game, we actually had a bigger group with us. Actually, it was a junior TMZ spot, and I remember them kind of hanging out with our junior TMZs, taking them around. But her energy and all the kids' energy, she definitely blends in, and she definitely supersedes all her goals, regardless of maybe her own life.
Yes, she's she definitely tries to blend in, but then she will step up to the plate to help others, and that's what's great about her. So, I would love to have her considered for anything that you guys are working on, and we would like to, you know, do our part to help you guys as well. So, very exciting.
Yes, definitely. I'm definitely looking forward to the next celebrity game. I know we have one coming up in January, and then I know there is a end-of-the-year graduation-type thing that I'll definitely be getting with you on. So I think it's going to be pretty awesome for them to be a part of. So definitely looking forward to back for the Monster Jams and all the big events. I can kind of take the kids out. I really enjoy having them. But I definitely hope that you guys have a happy new year and enjoy your holidays.
Yes. You too. We'll stay in close contact because I know we've got some really exciting stuff coming up that we're working on with you for the new year, after the new year. So. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. So I will go ahead and guess that little, the Super Bowl hint, that's going to be out in Tampa. So we'll just kind of throw that out there in the air and throw everything up and hope it gets stuck.
Pray a lot about it. But you know what? If not, I do, you know, there's some things that I'm aware of too, other avenues. But, yeah, we'll be talking more about the Super Bowl for sure, Pearl.
I'm really hoping that they do the Play 60 challenge that they did this year where I have options to, because that definitely has the tag. So a lot of some different COVID changes, but they're ever changing because some measures are just going to be taken. So I guess they're just going to have to see what the new year brings and what they'll kind of allow. So I'm pretty hopefully sure that everything will run smoothly. But, you know, with the whole new COVID restrictions, you kind of have to be safe and cautious about
or
that.
The media,
so,
hey, you know, I'll take whatever I can get. If I only get one reporter and one camera person, I'll take it. You know, Madeline and I will be there.
I know you will, girl. Well, I love you.
So thank you so much for taking the time out of your crazy schedule to call in today. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Be safe.
You too, hon. Take care. Thank you. Bye. Awesome sauce. All right. So that pretty much concludes the show. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. Make sure you give us a thumb up and like our YouTube channel, Madeline and Mommy Show. It's M-A-D-E-L-L-I-N-E and Mommy, M-O-M-M-Y-S-H-O-W. And give us a thumbs up. Subscribe. We need more subscribers. Like our fan pages. We've got the Madeline Mommy Show. We've got the USA Lifetime Star Reporters. We've got Madeline Julia. We've got the USA Lifetime Queen Reporter. So plenty of places that we're on all social media platforms. God bless you guys, and we will be back next week, same time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Madeline and Mommy Show. Good night. Good night, Apple. Good night. Good night.